airline pilot who joined the air cadets in Sewell more than four decades ago is coming back to the village today to encourage a new generation of young aviators. Captain Stuart Luck now lives in Essex, but he's coming back to Sewell Aerodrome to show school children around Sloan helicopters and meet pilots with the Blades, one of the world's best aerogratbatic groups. He's on the phone now. Good morning, Captain.
Greetings to you.
So why are you putting this on then? Why come back and talk to kids?
Well, I like to guide people, inspire people. When I was a youngster, there was a guy called Ken Pearson, who was mayor of Northampton and CEO of our 5F ATC unit. And he inspired you. He was ex-wartime pilot, as were many of the instructors, and they came along and gave of their time. Started me off well in life, and I hope that I can do the same and put something back into the community today.
The trouble is, I bet if you ask any child, especially the boys, I think it's fair to say, would you like to be a pilot when you grow up? They're going to say, yeah, of course I would. But the fact is, not many people make it, do they? It's not a job that's very easily accessible, is it?
The more determined ones do. It's a long and costly route, but there are ways to save money on the process. I must say, at the moment, there are a lot of airline pilots out of work, and this recession is really biting, but it can't go on forever, so we've got to be ready for the upturn, and whether they want to be an airline pilot or an engineer, or somebody who's into marketing, media, IT, I don't care what it is, we've got people up here today who work on the airfield who can help them and inspire them.
Because it's a big industry for this country, isn't it? The aerospace industry, and I guess it always needs a constant stream of good quality local workers rather than getting the best from abroad.
You've hit it on the head. We haven't got the engineers coming through the process at the moment, and we've got a group from Kingsthorpe School who particularly are interested in learning about engineering over at Sloan Helicopters and talking to the apprentices that they have there. Should be an interesting part of the day.
You're looking forward to giving something back, to talking to youngsters, you know, like you were 40 years ago and saying, well, look, join the air cadets, work hard at school and you could take to the skies for a living as well.
Until you said it was four decades, I didn't feel that old. But I love getting back to my youth and meeting young people. They have great energy and enthusiasm. They just need that little spark to start them off. It's a lot of fun, and our volunteers that come along from the Light Aircraft Association, they really enjoy it.
Is there enough help for people to get into the airline industry, though? Because you said it's very costly. If you want to become a pilot, well, you've got to have a lot of money behind you or find a sponsor. So maybe people from poorer backgrounds think, well, I'd love to, and I'm technically competent, I'm intelligent enough, but I just can't afford it.
Yes, well, that's why they need to be mentored and talk to people. For example, Sewell Aerodrome, who are hosting this with the Aviator Hotel, they run a scholarship scheme.
Yeah.
So people can talk to their teachers, find out about the scholarship scheme, and start to fly up here sponsored. And then they can extend that if they're good enough and show dedication to the task, and they'll be introduced to airline people who are in the know. There's a lot of networking involved in getting jobs.
Okay, there's always a way in. Captain Stuart Luck, thanks for your time this morning, coming back to Northamptonshire where he grew up, back to Sewell Aerodrome to talk to primary school children, also students from Kingsthorpe College, about working in the aviation industry. I'd love to be an airline pilot. I'd be useless because I'm rubbish at things like that. My eyesight's a bit rubbish as well. But I'd love to be an airline pilot, to stride through the airports wearing the uniform with those little cases you drag behind you. I might just get a uniform and a case, actually. That'd do. 6, 7, 14.